sing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without me. You got me singing the blues. Oh, the moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you.
Sorry, my friends, and if you're listening to this on Turkey Day, it's a rebroadcast from Wednesday, November the 23rd. I might as well take this opportunity to wish all the listeners and all the good folks at the mothership in Austin, Texas, on behalf of Jeffrey Bennett and myself, a great Thanksgiving Day. And as traders head for the door for the extended long weekend, doesn't look like many of them are in an upbeat mood. They're now 184 as all U.S. markets are closed for Thanksgiving Day, which makes them a little nervous. NASDAQ or 50 at 2,470. U.S. dollar, safe haven for the day, up 82 at 79.08. Crude oil, weaker by $1.50 at 96.50. Gold having a tough day after dispelling rumors of German central bank selling of gold, $4 at 69. Silver, 91 cents at 196. Platinum of 20 at 1557. And palladium of 20 at 587. And the miners end the week on the downside. XAU off 504 points. XAU looks like going to close out the week at 190. 0.17. And I've had a request for people to ask why I don't quote copper. There's no good reason why I don't quote copper, but it's one of those commodities I don't follow, but I may make a point of doing it in the not-too-distant future. Now, this time last year, I was in another country. But before we get into that, let's go to the phones. John in Tennessee. Hey, John.
Okay, Robbie. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
To everyone that's listening.
You too, my friend.
That knows why we celebrate. Happy Thanksgiving. Of a man that I just finished talking to that thinks we're celebrating Thanksgiving because the British gave the Americans food to help them through the first Christmas. Go read. Robbie, the dumbing down is complete, my friend. That's all I had.
Yes, I love my friend.
Know what it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who'd have thought it? Take care, brother. Bye.
Okay, John. We'll take this break and be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Flip side on this tribute to Thanksgiving Day. This time last year, I was in Durban, South Africa. And what really amazed me was I was hanging out at the beach, and a couple of friends of mine, two of whom had lived in America for many years, invited me to a Thanksgiving meal. And I said, but you know, that's an American tradition. And they said, you know, just having a meal to give thanks is a really cool thing. And so I showed up at their house, and there was a bunch of people there, including a couple of American surfers who were on their way to Jeffreys Bay. And we had a full-blown American Thanksgiving meal with all the trimmings. And there's a lot of things that America exports that people don't know. And some of the things that people pay little attention to is the small things that America exports and that people in foreign lands appreciate. And this is the good side of American exceptionalism. Because it's a day set aside to give thanks for one's bounty, if you will. And so on this Thanksgiving Day, I'm spending it in another country outside the United States, this time in Baja, California. And what's amazing is how Thanksgiving tradition has transcended borders. No matter where you go in Baja, the supermarkets, the major Mexican ones like mega stores, they are filled with Thanksgiving treats. And you would think to yourself, why would Mexicans be interested in Thanksgiving? But the Mexican people warmly embrace anything that has to do with giving thanks. And you'd be hard pressed to find a restaurant in San Jose, and because this is a tourist town, there are many fine dining establishments that are all pulling out all the stops on Thanksgiving feast tomorrow. And yes, it is exactly the same as anything you will find in the U.S., from to duckins to deep-fried birds, the whole gambit. The only difference, I guess, here in Mexico, you haven't had anybody from the Mexican government coming out and warning people about the dangers of deep-fried turkeys, as happened yesterday with the Department of Homeland Security. General Napolitano coming out and warning. When I first read the blurb at Reuters, I thought, oh, here we go. Janet Napolitano is going to be talking about the possibility of a terrorist attack tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day, but I found out that she was advising citizens to be careful about deep frying turkeys and to make sure that they are thawed before you place them in the fryer. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So Thanksgiving means many things to many different people. And it's one of the more endearing American traditions that Americans can be proud that they have exported, because it is something that people warmly embrace America for. But as I said, one of the unfortunate things is how few Americans travel outside of the borders of the United States to get an understanding of how the rest of the world operates. Because many Americans in the U.S. Believe that the United States to be the greatest country on earth, the center of the universe, a place that all other nations to emulate. And there's no question America has many endearing qualities. One of the first things I guess one notices when one travels outside of the U.S. is many of those notions when you come into contact with foreign cultures, many of those perceived notions about America seem to dissipate. While others are enhanced. Now, granted, everyone's perception is different. No two are the same. So I'm trying to be as objective as possible. And it's surprising how many preconceived notions of America are shattered when you are exposed to a different perspective. I have traveled extensively over the last year. I have circumnavigated the planet. I regard myself as half American, half African. And in 30 years from now, I will more than likely think of myself as a third American, a third African, and a third Mexican. And I'll die a happy man. One thing that is very apparent as you travel around is that in America, Americans live to work. And this is not to say that many other cultures do not possess a strong work ethic. And America seems to be the only place where the overwhelming majority of the population live to work and not simply work to live. We'll take another quick time out and be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
When you chicken at the hop, do the dance sensations that are sweeping the nation at the hop.
Welcome back to the flip side for this turkey salute. And as we were saying before the break, in America, the majority of the population live to work and not simply work to live. What you will notice in many developing countries, you'll notice that the average person seems to have far more time than the free time than the average American. Or perhaps one could argue they simply enjoy their free time more than many Americans who are simply caught up in the rat race. Being political, it's remarkable when you travel around the world how many countries are not engaged in foreign wars. And outside of America, America is widely considered to be a military aggressor by most countries. Most nations appear content to optimize life and commerce within the confines of their borders and see no benefit to meddling in other nations' affairs. Even the nations that respect America's role as a human rights watchdog view their militarism as a bigger threat than a force for good. What also becomes pretty evident is that in foreign countries, people tend to put a lot more emphasis on family and neighbors. I mean, I noticed while in America that Americans have become somewhat detached from their neighbors and in some cases from their own families. And this is also true in most developing nations. What amazed me in South Africa was it was not uncommon to see so-called middle-class families with three generations living under the same roof. And whether it was South Africa or here in Mexico, what I've noticed in particular here in Mexico is the Mexican people have a lot of love and respect for the elderly. Family is very important to Mexicans. And there's a bonding that you can see take place if you, you know, if you just walk through the little towns that I live in, for example. And commerce is very localized. And I noticed this not only in South Africa, but also here in Mexico. And even though you can find a McDonald's in nearly any major city around the world today, day-to-day commerce is clearly localized in many foreign countries. Even though they all have your quintessential large stores and malls, private commerce is very evident in South Africa. When you pull up to a stoplight, you will be offered a whole smorgasbord of stuff from fruits and vegetables to electronic gadgets for your car. Here in Mexico, you can't go too far and not find a private taco stand out of the boot of someone's car. Anyway, we'll have a lot more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable and out of shape.
Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Hey, RBN listeners. By now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
I said, Grandpa, what's this picture here? It's all black and white, and it ain't real clear. Is that you there? He said, yeah, I was 11. Times were tough back in 35. That's me and Uncle Joe just trying to survive a cotton farm and a Great Depression.
Flip side on this free turkey day, talking about what it's like outside of the continental United States. And no matter where I went in the world, whether it was Abu Dhabi, South Africa, in Thailand, Mauritius, out in the middle of the Indian Ocean, or right here in Baja, localized commerce flourishes. There's a whole plethora of small shops, food stands, independent taxis, and other micro vendors in nearly every country I visited, except for the United States, because they don't have the PC police in these countries limiting people's ability to exercise their basic freedom called commerce. As a matter of fact, you have the PC police shutting down Girl Scouts who set up a lemonade stands, for goodness sake. The one fortunate thing for Americans traveling outside of the U.S. is, surprise, surprise, English is a universal language. Even though you may have some problems, but by and large, you can get by simply speaking English. But the other thing that becomes very apparent as you travel the world, America does not have the exclusivity on freedom. In America, Americans are taught that they live in the land of the free, and yet when you travel around you start to realize that most populations enjoy even greater freedom in their day-to-day lives. The first thing you will notice is you will not see oppressive security at airports or train stations in the majority of the world. And I have to say, the most courteous people I found as far as airport security was concerned were the folks in Bangkok. And I have to admit, I had a bias when I arrived in Bangkok and saw the Thai immigration officials because there was one movie that scared the you-know-what out of me, and that was called Midnight Run, about an American who had flown into Bangkok trying to smuggle heroin, and he was summarily busted by the Bangkok immigration guys and spent a few years in a nasty Bangkok prison. And these guys looked exactly like that, but yet they were courteous. And because the American dollar is still respected in most tourist destinations, you will find that the locals are very grateful for U.S. Dollars, and it is pretty much service with a smile. And so I guess what I take from, my travels around the world after spending a good chunk of my life in America is that everybody outside of the United States wants exactly the same things as Americans do. And no matter what Americans may think about people in other countries and other cultures, they all seem to overwhelmingly want the same thing, a peaceful, more fruitful, and better future in which to raise their children. And they all require and demand the basic freedom to live in basic privacy and security. And thanks to my producer, I almost forgot that Renee was online. Hi, Renee.
Hi. And you know, Robbie, that's why I listen to your show. Because your life experience gives you a different perspective than most of the conservative talk show hosts, including the, quote, patriot ones. And, you know, we all have been brainwashed. There's a reason the church and state love to help you educate your children, because they know pretty much if they can train you into a certain paradigm from a young age, they probably have you for life.
Yep.
And that one of the easiest things to lie about is history. Because unless you have a time machine, and I don't have one in my garage, it's really hard to prove that what they've told you is a lie. And they purchase all the historians. So,
Look, Renee, I have to simply inject this. All countries are exactly the same. Here in Mexico, when you talk to the local people that are born and raised in Mexico, they have their own, heroes through history. And one particular Mexican by the name of Pancho Villa is still regarded in Mexico as one of Mexico's great folk heroes during the revolution. And yet the Mexican government has erased all reference to Pancho Villa from Mexican history books.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Well, you know what they say, one man's freedom fighter is the next man's terrorist.
Oh, absolutely.
And that goes for our history, too. You know, all these people, I actually admit it, I pretty much have nothing, You say, if you're going to have just a peaceful meal, you know, breaking bread, having thanks with friends, I can go along with that. But the whole history BS that we were all taught about Thanksgiving, I just have nothing but contempt for, because
sure, because they are using the interpretation of history to justify what I often refer to as American exceptionalism, which is what Rush Limbaugh does, because he has his standard Thanksgiving speech, how Thanksgiving was born out of the differences between, individualism and collectivism.
And, it's pretty much a holiday all about manipulation.
Sure.
Yeah, manipulating our beliefs in order to manipulate us, and it is the whole double standard with, when our ancestors ran from tyranny to come over here to start a new life. Oh, great heroes, brave, and they wouldn't have made it through the first winter if the Indians hadn't been kind to them. Something in hindsight they really regret. Okay, but the thing is, when the Mexicans who are fleeing the tyranny in Mexico, because it really was, the wealthy people and rulers in Mexico are still the descendants of the Spaniards. But the indigenous people, when they flee their country to try, just like what you said, to just get what all people want, when they flee to our country, complete double standard. Oh, they're a bunch of cockroaches, okay? And people are oblivious to this double standard that they use. And I don't see much hope until we can get people to see how their own mind works into this double standard, you know. But see, and like I say, and that's why I listen to your show, because I know you have a broader perspective. But there's so many conservatives, particularly, you know, you do not know what you do not know. So you don't have a clue that you're clueless. And that's where they are. They don't have a clue that they're clueless, and they don't want to know that they're clueless because they're happy living in their phony little paradigm that without questioning anything that might make them a little bit uncomfortable.
Oh, you know, I understand fully where you come from.
Well, I'm glad. Like I say, that's why I listen to your show, you know, because I think you do have a broader perspective. Many are still carrying too much of the conservative dogma that we were all indoctrinated with. I mean, I tell you, one eye-opening book for me was Howard Zinn's The People's History of the U.S. And when you read, you know, how that great hero Columbus treated the native people and how what they would do to escape their slavery, they would walk into a lake and they would drown their children and then they would drown themselves. In fact, I have a theory on this. I think that's where that whole thing of suicide being a terrible sin where you would burn in hell came from, because you know, you just can't get any work out of slaves if they kill themselves. So if you can scare them into thinking that they don't kill themselves, they, if they do kill themselves, they'll suffer a worse fate than their slavery, you know, because like you say, it's just bad for the bottom line if the, you know, those slaves just won't work and insist on killing themselves. So I actually think that's where that whole thing about suicide being a horrible sin came into effect on that. And like I say, I've repeated this to other people, and they're kind of going, you know, that makes a lot of sense. It makes sense to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's my 2 cents. Well, that's my 2 cents worth, Robbie, and I'm enjoying your perspective.
Thanks, Renee.
Uh-huh.
Always a pleasure, my dear.
Okay.
What I try to do on a daily basis is bring you news and information that is as unfiltered as I can find it. I try not to fall into the trap of pushing my biases, and I do have biases, and when I come across them, I try to inform you about them, such as when I talk about silver and where it's going. I have a financial interest in silver and where it is going, so I definitely have a bias there. But when it comes to politics, I try to be as unbiased as possible, because I understand politics as a contact sport. And I also understand how people get emotionally wrapped up in the political debate, and how they attempt to justify certain political stands that they make. But unfortunately, by and large, it's done most from a point of naivete and a lack of experience. I mean, I could highlight America's virtues today and sugarcoat its less savory aspects. Uh, but that would be serving no other purpose than promoting the flawed notion of American exceptionalism. And I think the best advice I can give is Americans need to start viewing the whole idea of American exceptionalism with a much more skeptical eye. Anyway, we'll take this break and wrap it up for this hour after these messages.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die, but people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and I'm here to tell you that Extendivite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take Extendivite every day. Extend your life with Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Out here, I can't read those signs. Bring peace to the troubled land. Hurricane on the horizon. Judgment getting closer all the time. I can't find tomorrow. Bring peace to the troubled land. Walking down the same dirt road, bring peace to this troubled land. Let's dance shoulder to shoulder, carrying the same heavy load, bring peace its belly full of unbearable pain. I keep getting closer. Bring peace to the troubled mind.
Welcome back to the flip side on this tribute to Turkey Day, and I guess I'm going to end by saying this. If you are going to be with the family and friends on Thanksgiving, enjoy the day and try your hardest not to talk about religion or politics. I've heard far too many stories of how Thanksgiving celebrations are spoiled by, obviously, differences, politically speaking, over the Thanksgiving table. Just accept the fact that a lot of people have strong-held belief systems. And I don't think Thanksgiving is the appropriate venue to try and convert non-believers, if you will, to your side of the argument. So once again, I'll take this opportunity on behalf of Jeffrey Bennett and all the folks down at RBN that help RTG out, besides all the board ops and Sandra, who does all the paperwork. Thank one and all, and wish you a happy and peaceful Thanksgiving. And we'll do this again on Friday, my friends. So, till then, see you, bye.
The next